everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. I am Lady Diva here this evening. It is a Saturday evening. I thought I'd bring on a new guest doing jazz, instrumental jazz. His name is Lee Alston. He is the founder for Gullah Soul Music. Welcome, Lee Alston. Welcome.
Hello. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. That track there, Confessions, is what I just got done playing there. Is there a brief story with that track? How you came up with that?
Man, it's deep. A lot of times, you know, when we're going through things and when we have overcome some things, and, you know, and it, sometimes it's hard to put into words.
So yeah.
Based upon feeling, you know, a lot of times I let my fingers, my heart do speaking for me. And so basically that was that track is, and talking to other people as well and listening to other people and their journeys and some of the things they go through. And so I just came up with that concept, just simply confessions from the heart, from the soul. A lot of times we can't put things into words, so we just feel it out.
Right. Thank you for that. Thank you. Where are you calling from, Lee? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Angleton, Texas. About an hour south of Houston, Texas. Yeah.
All right, fans. Phone lines are open. Call in at 657-383-0771 and speak to my guest, musician artist Lee Alston. You've been doing the music thing for over 30 years. So tell us how it all began. What inspired you? And is your whole family musically talented?
Oh, yes. I picked up my first guitar at the age of 9. This is back in 79. And my brother and I, we started out, and we came from humble beginnings. And we couldn't even afford drumsticks, so we had to go break limbs off the trees. We stayed at it, you know, and we started out in church, and we played in church, still are. But, you know, that's where we got our start. I couldn't even afford guitar picks, and I'd have to take notebook paper when I was in school at the time, of course, and so I'd have to fold up little pieces of paper to make guitar picks. And so, but it all worked out. I stayed with it. Now it's right at 40 years. So it's been successful. And our sons, they, you know, they're accomplished musicians as well. My nephews, they're guitarists and bassists. My son, he's a percussionist, and he's also one of my digital beat producers as well, that he works with me.
Yeah, I see that you are doing the producing thing and directing films.
Oh, yeah. We got into that a couple of years ago. Edward Kennard of Lions Den Worldwide Entertainment contacted me a couple of years ago to do a music score for a television show that they were doing over there. And then he contacted me this year for an up-and-coming movie that they're getting ready to release, hopefully by the end of this year, and I did a music score for that, me and the team.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that information. I see that you have worked with contestants that appeared on American Idol and Sunday Best. Are you still doing it today still?
Well, no, not – well, I'm focused on working with film producers now, movie producers. But when I had my studio in Pearland, which is in the Houston area, I met a young man I was introduced to. He was a contestant on American Idol, and some other contestants that I worked with that were on Sunday Best that were here from this area.
Yeah.
So I've kind of gravitated around a little bit here and there. You'll work with others.
Oh, thank you for that information. Wow. So explain to our curious listeners out there, what is Gullah Soul Music?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Gullah Soul Music is basically my heritage. I'm Gullah, and from Southeast Georgia. the Sea Island area, Brunswick area, St. Simon's Island area, all that area in there. And so growing up, my mother would always tell stories, and they were passed down to her about the plight of our people when they were slaves, and then everything they did, and from the food they cooked, from the music that they brought. And so I embraced that. And so I just tied it into who I am and what I do. And so I came up with the Gullah Soul music concept.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. I want to play some more of your music. What Peace Feels Like is the next track I want to spin. Can you give us a brief story on this track, What Peace Feels Like?
Yeah. Again, you know, a lot of times, you know, we can't express in words, but, you know, when I overcome something, it, you know, and when I'm feeling the victory of what I've overcome, and this track came to me, and I was on the keyboard and worked everything out, and I was feeling the peace. So I want people to know this is what peace actually feels like to me. You know, when you listen to the track and you listen to the arrangement, you know, this is what peace feels like. From my standpoint. And so I wanted to bring that out. So maybe if someone else out there, you know, they've won some victories. And so while they listen to the track, they can connect with what I'm feeling with music.
Right. Well, you stay in your seat and I'll be right back. Phone lines are open, everyone. Call in.
All right.
Everyone, that is What Peace Feels Like. I can feel that, Lee. I can feel that.
Yeah.
I'm glad everybody's tuning in. You get that peaceful feeling. You know, it's the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, we hitting fall weather. Everybody's snugged in.
Yeah.
Release all that stress, you know.
That's right.
That's right. So I would like to ask you, what motivates you to keep doing your music? What is your motivation?
Oh, man, the passion that I have to do this, there's so many things that, you know, that I worked so hard to learn and to know in music. And so it's just in me. I can't give it up. And so it's just the drive in me to continue to do that. And the gift that was given to me, I just want to be able to share that and
right.
help others with what they're doing, and just continue to do it. And I'm just having a blast, just enjoying doing it.
All right, thank you for that information. Wow. So how many instruments do you play, Lee?
I play keyboard, guitar, bass, drums.
All right. Thank you for that information. Wow. Can you go ahead and give your website information and any social pages that you are listed on?
Yes. If you want to follow me out there, you can just Google LeeAlstonGullahSoulM as in Michael, UZIK. And I'm also on music social media sites. You can follow me at www.bandmix.com/LEE1348014. And also you can follow me at www.sundclod.com/USER-3811-45712.
All right. I hope everyone got that. Thank you for that information, Mr. Alston.
Yes, you're welcome.
So are you
you're
still
welcome.
Performing at any venues, or you working for weddings, or you where anybody can see you perform live? Are you doing any of that right now, or is that going to be planned in the future?
Well, right now, what I'm focusing on right now, I'm getting ready to go to Australia to promote the movie.
Okay.
Tour dates over there in Australia. So I got the call last weekend, so they're wrapping everything up. So they're going to need me and the band to come over there so we can help Mr. Kennard promote the movie, shows and everything else. So that's what mainly I'm focused on at this point.
Right. So you will be updating that information and putting it on your website and your social pages? Right,
yes,
right.
I sure will. I'll keep everybody posted on what's going on.
So will you be having any new music projects in the future for us to be looking forward to?
As a matter of fact, I'm working with some individuals now that following me, and so they emailed me, and so we're talking right now, and they would like for me to produce them, and so that's another thing I'm focused on right now, to pour into others, and so I'm in the process of working their projects out right now. I'm putting my personal stuff on hold right now as far as me releasing the things, so I'm focusing on them now so I can pour into them.
Right. So what type of music genre do you do?
I do, of course, you see, I do jazz, and that's a holistic jazz concepts that I came up with that. But I do smooth jazz. I do funk. I do soul, R&B. I do Latin. I sing a little bit of Spanish as well. As a producer, as a producer, you have to be versatile. So I have some Spanish stuff that I've done. I've produced Spanish albums for clients. Country. I'm pretty much versatile. I don't have one set genre as a producer. So whatever I get my hands on, that's what I'm doing.
Right. Well, thank you for that information. Wow. So what is that ultimate desire, Mr. Alton, of what you wish your fans and followers to get out of your music?
The soul. The soul. To let people feel the soul of music again. And, I know we're in the digital age right now, but I grew up, we didn't have that. It was all just soul from the heart,
yeah,
everything. And so I'm fortunate to have connected with some millennial beat producers as well that gravitate toward my instrumentals, and they're even sampling my stuff, some of the stuff that I did years ago. And I've given some of the, and that's a big deal to me to have your music sampled, that's a pretty cool feeling.
Yeah, a lot of hip hop artists are steering towards that, especially the jazz beats, instrumental beats and stuff. So I would like to spin another track. This one's called Let the Beat Rail On.
Yeah, that's right. Let the Beat Rail On. Yeah.
So how'd you come up with that? This one right here.
I always wanted to do a James Brown type instrumental. So Omar Williams, which is one of my percussionists, went to the studio, and I told him, man, take me somewhere I hadn't been before. And so I said, man, give me a funky drummer type thing, something. And so that's what we came up with. So I just called it Let the Beat Rail On.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll be right back.
All right.
Omar, on this track right here, I want you to keep it heavy on the stick for me. Heavy in the pocket for me. Just like that right there. Yeah.
Whom and what was your inspiration from the beginning until the present now?
From the beginning, I would say it had to be Curtis Mayfield. Curtis Mayfield, and when he was with the Impressions, when he came out with it, It's All Right, and up to the Superfly soundtrack, and I was listening to the sounds, and Isaac Hayes, of course.
Yeah.
Right. Oh yeah. I mean, and I heard Bootzilla, 78. And so it's like growing up in the in during that time period, it was so many sounds that were so soulful. It was, feel it. Even for the Mighty Clouds of Joy, when they come out with Glow Love and songs like that, and I Am Andrew, Lord, Don't Move My Mountain, it had that soulful feel. And so that's what I that's what I gravitated toward, you know, and playing 8-tracks and playing along with them to kind of, you know, learn it. And so that's what I was doing. And so that was, my influences from that time.
So if you were to do a performance somewhere in the near future, and they asked you to perform with a colleague, a celebrity singer-songwriter, or another musician, who would you hope that would be in a one-night event?
Bootsy Collins.
Okay.
Bootsy Collins.
Wow.
Bootsy Collins.
I can see. I can see you cheesing from ear to ear.
I saw them, as a matter of fact, I saw them last weekend. They gave them the Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award.
Yeah,
I saw that, man. I was so happy for them, and to see George Clinton and Bootsy on stage. And it's like, man, that Bootsy Collins, I mean, a lot of us back then that were learning, you know, we gravitated toward those bass line slides. He would bend. Bootsy Collins would be the one.
All right now. Thank you for that information. Well, we're almost coming to a close to our showcase. Well, would you like to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you on your journey up into the present time? Go ahead, Lee.
My mother, Elizabeth Jones Williams, my father, who is deceased, you know, poured into me as well. Donald Ray Williams, my brother Ricky Austin. Of course, my wife Angie, my aunts, uncles, Edward Kennard. I thank you for giving me the opportunity of working with you on this level. David Simmons, 4K DNA, Digital Beat Productions. My son, with his work, Omar Williams, Paul Williams, Rick Talent, for giving my first break in broadcasting with a TBN affiliate when I was an audio engineer. And my music teacher from way back in the day, and Mr. Peacock, Mr. Brian Peacock, my symphonic orchestra teacher. And everyone else, you know, I'm grateful for your support, and I'm very thankful.
Well, all right, let's all give them a hand. Hopefully they'll still continue to be with you. That's what's up right there. All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. And I would like to ask you, would you like to give any words of encouragement to those that are suffering in the world today, or to any persons like you that want to enter into the music industry? Any advice you want to give, Mr. Lee Austin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Work hard. Work hard at your craft. And, of course, don't let negative words affect you in your journey. You know, if I had to listen to every negative word that was spoken to me, oh, it's a pipe dream, and go get a real job, blah, 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 blah. If I would listen to all that, I wouldn't be where I am right now and where I'm heading. So just stay in there and work hard at it.
All right, and thank you for that. Thank you for those words of encouragement. Well, we come to the end of our showcase. I want to thank you for participating to come on my platform to tell your story and your journey and your music, and for me to spin your music as well. You're always welcome to come back, Lee, on any new music projects. Yes. If anybody has missed the show, tap that same link, copy and paste it, and pass it along. This is Lady Diva signing out on Soul Food by Lee Austin. And thank you. You have a blessed evening, Mr. Austin.
You do the same.
Keep in touch.
Thank you. I appreciate it.